Hey everybody, Ashley Paraguay here, and this is an informal introduction to Marketing and Mimosas. We are transitioning to a team-based podcast, and so in the future you will hear more of myself and my team members. It could be one, it could be two, plus there are some guests that are in the works. So that being said, I just wanted to keep you informed on that. So if you've been listening to this podcast in the past, obviously you know that it was Rooted for Riches, and you can always go back and listen to those old podcasts, but yes, you can absolutely chime in and listen in at your leisure. Those are still relevant, but just a little change in how we are structuring the podcast. So without further ado, the reason why you're here is because you want to know the things, right? You want to know the things about the marketing data that is going to skyrocket your sales overnight. And I'm going to share three of those things with you because these are the three most important things and they still work. Email marketing is definitely working and it's worth a lot of money even if you have a small list, because I think all too often people get so infatuated with the number of people on their list and they don't understand the value of it, and therefore they kind of push it to the side. I hear it all the time. It's like, oh, I only have X amount of people on my list, so I'm not going to nurture them, right? Like, no, everybody starts somewhere. Everybody starts at zero. Everybody starts at zero. So feel good about where you're at, and you will hopefully be able to see some results with the things I'm going to share with you, because these things still work. I just did them. They still work. I literally did them over the weekend. Two emails. Done. Okay, so this still works. Number one is paying attention to the number of subscribers you have on your email list. I just said it doesn't matter whether it's small or big. That's 100% true. You do want to see it growing consistently, because obviously you want that number to grow, but don't be so fixated. Avoid being fixated on the number of people in your email list as much as you are the number of people that are engaging. Okay, that is the most important. And here's why. There was a case study done recently, and I found it on influencer.com. And basically it said that each person on your email list is worth $625. Well, the way that they determined that was because they could determine that the person that opens an email is worth a little over $400, and the person that's not opening your email is still worth something. They're worth like a little over $200. And then so that's how they came up with this average. And so, are they not an average? Actually, they added it together and they came up with that number. So they're still worth a good chunk of change. So if you think about it, let's say you have 100 people on your email list, 50 people are opening, 50 people are not opening. Okay, so I'm just going to do some simple math. So 50 people are opening and each one is worth, let's just say $400, that's worth $20,000. 50 people, okay? And then those other 50 people that are not opening, they're still worth something because there is hope, believe it or not. Let's say they're worth $200. So they're still worth $10,000. Your job then is to just re-engage them and get them to engage. This is easily done by looking at your subject lines. Is there a trend? Do you see more opens, more clicks with certain subject lines? That is the kicker, right? It's the first thing that they're going to see that's going to even capture their attention. And I see this all the time. I mean, we've worked with big, well-known companies even, and influencers that have poor-ish subject lines. Granted, people are still opening them because of their name and who they are, but we've been able to even improve it for them. So we know that it works. So having a really strong subject line that is personable and human-like and not salesy or spammy and fun, you know, add your humor, add your wit to it. It makes it more human-like. So don't get so fixated on sounding so, you know, professional, right? Like, I feel like so many people have been trained to have this corporate mindset, and it's really just about human interaction, because that's all it is. People buy people, people connect with people, and that is the importance of your subject line, even, because that's where it starts. That is like the introduction to the conversation that you're about to have through email. Okay, so pay attention to the number of your subscribers. Don't get so fixated on the number as it is today. Focus on where it can be and try to improve your numbers as far as a consistent something, right? It could be 10 people a month that you're growing organically, and then you're going to increase that with maybe some paid ads. Whatever it is, as long as you are growing consistently, that's all that matters. And don't underestimate the value of even a small list, because if you have 1,000 people on your list, well, your list is worth around $625,000. And to a lot of people, 1,000 people on an email list is small. I mean, you think about it, like everybody was or up in, you know, up in arms about, oh, I want to get to 10,000 followers on Instagram, right? So if that was their goal, great. But if you're not capturing any emails, like, is it really worth it? Because with these Web 3.0 changes that are going to roll out and roll out and roll out, what you don't want to do is find yourself being reactive versus proactive. So if you just set yourself up for success in Web 3.0, you are going to find it a lot easier, because Lord knows what's going to happen. I mean, there's already, you know, the app, the ability to hide your email if you're an Apple user. And I will share this with you. So I sent out a couple emails over the weekend, as I said, and tested out these exact things and these data points. And I think 76 people that I sent to had hidden emails, like not hidden email addresses, obviously, because I had their email, but I didn't have the ability to track whether they opened, clicked, or did anything. So that privacy is in place, and I 100% believe it's going to continue to be a thing. So one thing that I am able to track is the clicks through analytics. So there is a way around it as of now. Don't know if that's going to stay in place, but it is what it is. But pay attention to the number of your subscribers, and do not underestimate. Okay, that's number one. So if you're not sure how many people are on your email list, go on your email marketing platform and find out how, when the last person was that opted in, what did they opt into? Look at your subject lines, look at your engagement, anything else you can find out from there, do it. Okay, number two, are tracking your opens versus not opens. If you are sending an email and nobody's opening, well, that's an issue, right? So the first thing you want to do is look at your subject line and look at your pre-header information. I think a lot of people skip the pre-header. I have found that it can improve the open rate sometimes. So I've tested it both ways. I think that if you can sound even more human than you do already, maybe in your subject line, it's better. And it also gives them, like, you know, a little introduction to what it is you're going to be talking about. So the pre-header is good. Try to always include that. And as far as open versus not open, this, going back to the study that I read, it said that the person that opens your email is worth, you know, 2 times more than the person that doesn't open your email, obviously, for obvious reasons. If they're opening the email, like, that makes them a warmer lead and more motivating to nurture. However, if they're not opening it, then try to figure out why they're not opening it and try to re-engage with them before you just wipe them clean or delete them. It's really important for you to try to re-engage with them in some other level. So ways around this could be, try sending them a more personable email, like not even through your email marketing platform, because it could be that they have some kind of filter on and maybe you're going to their spam. So try that. The other way is to send, like, let's say they haven't opened your last email newsletter. Okay, maybe you want to just try to restructure the subject line and resend it to the people that did not open that email. Try it out. It's all about testing. There is not a one size fits all because, again, people buy people, right? So the whole reason why they signed up for your email list and not somebody else's is because they connected with you. They resonated with you. So it has to be something that is going to be specific for you, right? So you could read all the case studies in the world about this subject line worked for this person, and you might find that for another type of audience that subject line would totally deter them. So pay attention to your audience by looking at the data. Look at your open versus not open. That should be a pretty simple, streamlined data point that you can access within any email marketing platform. If you have a free version and for some reason you can't, I can't think of one that would, because I haven't had a free version of email marketing platform since like 2016 or probably even before that. So I would suggest then upgrading your email marketing platform, because that data that is in your email marketing platform alone is gold. Okay, so you definitely want to be able to track the people that are opening versus not opening. And the third thing you want to look at are the clicks and any kind of link tracking as far as like tags and things. So for example, I ran an email over the weekend that if they clicked a certain button, it would then tag them with a specific label so that I could then put them into a specific list that I could then follow up with those people that are segmented now based on their action alone. So without doing anything else, I'm able to filter out the people that were interested in the specific offer versus not. And I was totally okay with not having, you know, thousands of people click right off the bat. I know the game, right? I know that it takes multiple efforts and multiple data points to be watching for you to see a result. However, I will tell you that one or two emails that I sent have already resulted in about four people willing to say, yes, I'm ready to buy, just in a pretty small segmented group of people that I sent that out to, because I didn't send it out to my entire list. So that's something that I want you to take in and understand, because I did this on purpose. I did this for the purpose of wanting you to have my experience in doing this in real time. I mean, within the last 24, 48 hours, it's January 16th. So within the last 24, 48 hours, this has worked. The only thing I did was I went in, I looked at obviously my subscribers, and then I looked at the open versus not open. And then I came up with, based on what things were clicked on by that, you know, person, what they would be interested in. And then I segmented down to a very small list to put out a link for the specific offer, right? So that was easy. It was easy. It was seamless. And while it might sound like just a lot of data and analytics, it really isn't. These are all three basic things that, again, any email marketing platform can have and does have. If you have a paid version of any kind, and sometimes if you have a free version, depending on the number of people on your email list, because at some point you do have to upgrade. And again, strongly recommend it. And for you to track those links. If you're not sure how to track the links or how to really look at the open versus not open, or maybe even how to optimize a subject line, you're gonna wanna join our community. There is a link in the show notes for you to get in on that. And I think you're gonna find a lot of value in it, because if you want to upgrade this content from the podcast to real-time tangible trainings with me sharing my screen, going through everything that we went over on here, plus a little bit more and giving you a little tool, you're going to want to check it out. It's on Circle and it's super cheap. I mean, it's like you can get in for $7 a month. So definitely check that out. This podcast is sponsored by our community, and we are so grateful. This is a brand new community, and we are excited to roll it out to everybody and make this just a really fun, engaging, and affordable way for you to stay in the know of all the different marketing changes that are happening now and will happen in the future. So check that out. There is no commitment. You just hop on in, and if you don't love it, hey, hop on out. It's okay. And I think you even get like 5 days for free. So you're good to go. Go ahead and check that out. Again, link is in the show notes. And with that, I don't want to keep you any longer. It's, you know, we're 15 minutes in. I wanted this to be quick, simple, and to the point. I know that you are busy, especially if you're a mom, but even if you're not a mom, you're an entrepreneur, so you are busy. And I hope you tune in, continue to tune in, and you will find some really, really helpful and fun podcasts in the future. So join us next week. We will be here. And if you have any questions, anything else, pop them in the comments. Leave us a voicemail if you'd like. Share all the things. You can also reach out to us through email at hello@funnelbrew.com. And again, join our community. Click below. Hey, and even if you don't sign up for the paid version, you will also find some real good perks within the free version as well. So we've got a free version. We want you there. We want to communicate with you. We want to keep you in our circle so that we can help you grow your circle. All right. Well, without further ado, again, I'm going to pass this on. I hope you have a phenomenal day, and I'll talk to you next week.